This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that President Trump may sign an executive order soon that would end birthright citizenship for children born in the United States to mothers who aren't citizens. That includes illegal immigrants. Axios reports Trump made the comment during an interview conducted last night that will be airing on Axios HBO on Sunday. The first funeral services are being held today in Pittsburgh for some of the 11 victims of the synagogue shooting on Saturday, which is why a former rabbi at that synagogue is telling President Trump,
"Wait a week. Come next week. The focus this week is on the funerals."
Rabbi Chuck Diamond was speaking on MSNBC. Despite his words, the president and first lady are going forward with their scheduled visit to the city today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
More now from President Trump in a wide-ranging interview last night on Fox News, where he's asked about that caravan of Central American migrants that's heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. The president says,
"This caravan is not, they're wasting their time. They are not coming
into
the
country. What's the military going to be able to do? Obama and Bush both sent the National Guard. It had no effect.
They're not me. This is the, I'm sending up the military. This is the military. And they're standing there, and one thing that will happen.
No lethal force.
When they're captured, we don't let them out. What has been happening, and we're not as of pretty recently, we're not letting them out. What happens is they would catch and release. We're catching. We're not releasing. So they want to come over, but we're not even doing that. We're not letting them into this country."
Meanwhile, around 5,000 active duty troops are being given orders to deploy to the U.S.-Mexico border by the end of this week, preparing for the arrival of that Central American migrant caravan. And it might not arrive for several weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence is catching some heat after a rabbi at a campaign rally offered a prayer that mentioned Jesus last night. It happened at the rally in suburban Detroit 2 days after a gunman murdered 11 at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Pence on hand to support House candidate Lena Epstein, who is Jewish. He invited Rabbi Lauren Jacobs to the stage to pray, but Jacobs is founder and chief rabbi at Messianic Synagogue. The Messianic Jews recognize the New Testament as scripture and believe Jesus is the Messiah and is strongly rejected by most mainstream Jewish tradition. Epstein says she, and not Pence, actually invited Rabbi Jacobs to pray at that rally. Apple's expected to announce some new products today, including a new iPad Pro, MacBook Air, and some other hardware upgrades. It's Apple's second product event this month. The iPad Pros are getting a completely new design. New chipsets for various products are also set to be unveiled today. And Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson, the NBA's new record holder for the most three-pointers in a game. Thompson broke teammate Steph Curry's record of 13 when he drained 14 9 in last night's win over the Bulls in Chicago, the final 149-124. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to stay focused on the job at hand right here at the intersection of faith and country. Our next guest I've been looking forward to speaking with, I was referred to him by Dr. Warren Farrell, who have you heard on the show many times, who has written the book Boy Crisis, in talking about, this war on men. And it's... I don't know if it's unintended consequences, regardless if they're intended or unintended. I mean, they are happening here. And Dr. Andrew Yarrow is with us. And Andrew is a senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute, a former reporter for the New York Times, also taught U.S. history at American University, and is the author of four previous books. His latest book is called Men Out, Men on the Sidelines of American Life. Andrew Yarrow, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, good. That's good to be on the show, Bill.
Oh, did I misspeak here? I gave you a doctorate. Is that correct, or am I?
It is correct.
Okay.
I rarely use it, but I am technically a doctor.
So you will accept it. So good. I didn't misspoke because I thought you were. So,
thank you.
Good to have your expertise here to address this issue. As I said earlier, is referred to you by Dr. Warren Farrell, who I think very highly of, and I think that he's got his pulse, his finger right on the pulse of what's going on in our country. And you are as well in addressing this issue about man out, men on the sidelines of American life. Break it down for us, if you would.
Sure, sure. My book really looks at, many millions, tens of millions of men who, are struggling with issues of work, relationships, family and children, community life, and they're angry at government and employers and women. And, while women's problems get a lot of attention and, many deservedly so, a lot of men's issues really are kind of swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because men are supposed to cry. I mean, big boys don't cry, all that stuff, suck it up, put on a helmet,
yeah.
all that stuff that we were raised with. But the fact of the matter is what we're finding out, and we've seen this for a while, hardly reported, as you say, for whatever reason. But it's almost like the system is rigged against men these days, is it not?
It is in many ways. I think... there are a lot of issues that kind of come together. Men have been less and less likely to work. Their labor force participation rates are down, and they've dropped sharply since the Great Recession and haven't come up, despite, our rosy unemployment figures, which really only count people who've been looking for jobs in the last 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And you know, then there are whole big issues of male identity that are a problem. And, you know, I can go on and on, but let's talk.
You're hitting on something, and it starts with the bases. And the basics are male identity. All the other stuff, you know, working, things you feel good about and all this. I mean, we know that people who have a job feel better about themselves. I have maintained that even in the recession, though men may have dropped out of, the mainline employer numbers that ADP can count, they still have to deliver for their family. They still got to put food on the table. And so what's happened is we almost have this black labor force. And I'm not saying black by race, it's a black market labor force that's operating, you know, outside of the normal parameters of getting their taxes taken out and that sort of thing. So, and I would say that there are millions of men still in that situation. They haven't quite transitioned to take advantage of the economy, because, of varying reasons, as you pointed out.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, the number of, or the percentage of men, adult men who are working has fallen from about 88% in the 1950s to about 69% today. And if you look at 25 to 64-year-old men, it's kind of fallen from almost 100% to 82% today. Mm-hmm. And not working, as you say, has a lot of impacts. It has impacts on health, has impacts on marriage, relationships, you know, mental health, guys' identity, as you say.
Exactly. You know, yeah.
Traditional story is that a man is the provider.
Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, as I go over and I continue to look at all these studies, Andrew, is this a deal where maybe the male psyche requires, you know, a code blue crash cart and, you know, some sort of electric thrust to their psyche to say, okay, look, it's been tough, you're right. I mean, we're not saying that you don't have a reason, but you got to decide on what you want to focus on. You know, it's like that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And we can, as Zig Ziglar says, we can get caught up in that stinking thinking and, feel like we're justifying our mediocrity when the fact of the matter is you're wasting time. You've got giftings. You've got talents. You're frustrated because those aren't being expressed. This is all part of the human condition right now because we've come out of a really tough period of time. But we're also going into a period of time where I see there's optimism here. And there's an opportunity with this optimism. It's not false fed, but there's, you know, I think genuine opportunity to where people can, grab their bootstraps and say, okay, look, I'm getting back in the field of play, and I'm going to go and make my life count.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bill. In my book, I kind of talk about, are these men victims or culprits? Have they been pushed out or dropped out? Mm-hmm. And I come down saying it's a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
Some men, as you say, need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps and get back in the game.
Right.
You know, others have just really been pushed out by a bad economy. Many feel that women have pushed them out. Of course, you know, their feelings about immigrants and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of whether they feel pushed out or they're dropped out, things have to change.
Exactly. Well, I think this is an opportunity for a great American success story, and that is men have become underdogs, believe it or not. And, you know, with all that you hear from, you know, the feminists that, this is a man's world and yada yada, the whole thing. There's no question things have been stacked up against men. And so, okay, you see what the problem is. And guys, you know, like I say, you pick yourself up by the bootstraps. Odds have been against you. But, we love that kind of deal because we love, in our very nature, Dr. Yarrow, we love the fight, don't we? We love the adventure and all that. And I think if men can, you know, change their perspective just a bit here, we can break through to the other side, as Jim Morrison and the Doors used to sing.
Yeah, I hear in the background some music there. But, I mean, a lot of men said to me that, you know, when I interviewed a couple hundred men around the country.
Well, Dr. Yarrow, let's do this, okay, only because you did hear the music, and that's taking us to the exit here for just a short bit. We got to go to commercial break, and I want you to drill into that because I want to hear the anecdotal information. Dr. Andrew Yarrow, more from him after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Up for you to hold me, my soul sings. Further you are holding my feet dance.
Like it's fresh. Fresh and Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, the story of men who are hurting and hurting America by their absence is what Man Out describes in the millions of men on the sidelines of life in this country. Many of them have been pushed out of the mainstream because of an economy and society where the odds are stacked against them. Others have chosen to be on the outskirts of 21st century America. These men are disconnected from work, personal relationships, family and children, civic and community life. They may be angry at government, employers, women, and the system in general. And millions of them have done time in prison, have cast aside many social norms. Sadly, too many of these men are unsure what it means to be a man in contemporary society. Man Out, the book Men on the Sidelines of American Life, written by Andrew Yarrow. And Andrew is with us, a senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute, a former reporter for the New York Times as well. Andrew, before we went to break, you said that in your conversations with hundreds of men, I'm curious to hear what you picked up from them.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of, a lot of feelings. But one of the big issues was, you know, people, a lot of men felt that feminism has done a lot for women, but has really left men confused and angry about what their role is. Mm-hmm. You know, they tend to see double standards out there, whether it comes to divorce law and custody, you know, who pays on the first date. Right. And even this issue of, you know, what kind of man do women want? You know, you hear all this talk that they want, you know, the more sensitive kind of new man, but then there's data out there that women really prefer the traditional kind of strong he-man type.
Right. Yeah, exactly, because, I mean, what is the absolute basis and complement? I mean, look, at all these things set aside, and I know some people may take exception to this, but, you know, women are the weaker of the two sexes, biologically. I mean, just the way we're constructed. And so women like having the idea, I would think, just in basic form, of having a protector, someone nearby who can watch out, and because I think that, you know, maybe for the most part you can roll along and think, okay, well, you know, if protection is not an issue for you, it will be, because it invariably comes up, does it not?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, you look at the whole Me Too movement and all that's come in its wake, you know, on the one hand, I think it's good that it's made, you know, the really terrible issues of rape and sexual assault prominent. But on the other hand, it's made a lot of men kind of afraid.
You know,
do they want to be in the same room with a woman, as Vice President Pence said? Do they,
right,
you know, pat a woman on the back and get sued? So,
yeah, all this thing is a potential. There's no doubt, no doubt about it. But, you know, I think this is all part and parcel of a rather liberal society that has looked at, gosh, when you and I were growing up, it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and love the one you with, and free love, and all this stuff. And, you know, nowadays, you know, you've got women crying foul, some, like the woman that was carrying the mattress all over the university, claiming she'd been raped. You know, she hadn't been raped, she'd been scorned, and she didn't like it, so she plays the rape card. And, you know, all this stuff gives everybody mixed messages anymore. And it's like, you know, when you have a hookup type of university culture that is so pervasive, wow, I don't blame men for being confused, especially these young men who have been trained. I mean, even like Dr. Ford that, you know, came forward and alleged that Judge Kavanaugh at 15 years old had done some awful things, you know, but yet when you read in her high school annual, her peers were very fast and loose themselves, whether it was, you know, drinking till they blacked out or, you know, initiating a sophomore into manhood. You know, and this was stuff that was all in her high school annual, but we didn't hear about that. But
I mean, you bring up a good issue of kind of what's become of that era of free love and moving down to the hookup culture today. And, you know, today we have a situation where virtually half of all births to women and men under 30 are outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it used to seem cool that people were cohabiting, you know, back in our day in the 70s. But, you know, today these are really fragile families, and often, you know, they break up often. Often the man gets kicked out. Often the woman takes a new boyfriend. The man gets shut out from seeing seeing his children. And, you know, it's a controversial subject, but, you know, there are a lot of ways in which marriage is better for men than cohabiting.
Yeah. Well, it's better for both. I mean, they have to, right. You know, because they complement one another. And what are they complementing one another for? But for their children and for society and those key building blocks that must operate. And I believe part and parcel to why we are in such a chaotic culture these days is because we've abandoned reason. We've abandoned truth and things that you and I, Andrew, I mean, we may not have been obedient to them all and a perfect, you know, participant. You know, we made our mistakes, but we've got experience. You know, I tell my kids all the time, I go, I can give you lots of experience because I've been there, done that. It's almost like the wisest man ever that walked the world, Solomon himself. It says that he did everything. I mean, he had all the money, he had all the women. I mean, here's a guy, imagine, you know, some of us claim that, you know, we want to complain about one wife. He had thousands, you know, or close to 1,000. It's like, oy, you know, how do you manage that issue? But that's a whole nother story and a whole nother conversation. But the deal is through his experience, having done it all, in our experience that we've gone through, you know, we've got a lot of counsel, good counsel, based on experience that we can share with the younger generation. You know, being fast and loose and abandoning, you know, morality comes with a price. And right now in 21st century America, we're paying it. I mean, men are taking it on the chin big time, as you say, that they've lost their identity. And I would suggest that even the most staunch of feminists, they themselves are a bit confused and lost their identity as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, you know, young men, millennial men are struggling particularly because, you know, they're caught between these old ideals, new ideals, between feminism and, you know, more traditional attitudes. And, you know, again, it comes down to, like, issues of being a good parent, being a husband. You know, as marriage has declined so rapidly, it, as you say, it's hurt both partners, men and women, but in many ways it's hurting men more. I mean, men tend to be more unhealthy when they're not married, tend to be less likely to work. Women, because they have larger social networks, tend to do a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and on the issue of fatherhood, you know, a lot of people use the term deadbeat dads, which yes. I think is very unfair. I mean, there are some, you know, pretty crappy dads out there.
Right.
Run away, but a lot of them, you know, are dead broke rather than deadbeat. A lot of them are pushed out by their
and beaten down by attorneys and ex-wives and that whole deal. Well, I'll tell you, this conversation must continue. I look forward to having you back. Andrew Yarrow has been our guest. His book available at all the usual places. Man Out, Men on the Sidelines of American Life. It will further enlighten you on the war on men that is being engaged right now. And men, you need to warrior up because, hey, they're after you. I think you already know that. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. AutoZone.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that President Trump may sign an executive order soon that would end birthright citizenship for children born in the United States to mothers who aren't citizens. That includes illegal immigrants. Axios reports Trump made the comment during an interview conducted last night that will be airing on Axios HBO on Sunday. The first funeral services are being held today in Pittsburgh for some of the 11 victims of the synagogue shooting on Saturday, which is why a former rabbi at that synagogue is telling President Trump,
wait a week. Come next week. The focus this week is on the funerals.
Rabbi Chuck Diamond was speaking on MSNBC. Despite his words, the president and first lady are going forward with their scheduled visit to the city today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
The hearts of all Americans are filled with grief following the monstrous killing of Jewish Americans at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You've all seen it. You've been watching it. It's horrible. This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Words from the president that the mainstream media, want to take exception. I thought he was right on in the sentiment against this horrific attack. Again, this is all attack on our law and order, our Constitution. This is what is happening in our country. And, at every turn, we're being challenged with, look at it, are you going to follow the law? Or are we just going to allow lawbreakers to come in? And of course, screaming at our border right now are something like 4,000, migrants, coming. And it's almost like an invasion when you think about it, because, the fact that they're carrying their own flags heading to our border, I know you may look at it and say, well, it's not exactly a threat. I mean, after all, we're America. Well, in many countries, if you're charging their border with your flag, that shows that you want to put your flag in claimed territory in this land here. And it can be perceived as a bit threatening, and I don't blame people for being concerned about it. I want to talk with Maria Espinoza right now, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Great to be here, Bill. Thanks so much.
Maria, am I misreading this? I mean, what I hear from people, they're really uncomfortable when you've got a storm of like this caravan, which has been snowballing, and it's now up to 14,000. I guess that's a rough number because that number is vacillating almost as much as, the number of illegal immigrants that we have already in this country that, we started at about, 11, I think the last time, 11 million, last time you and I talked. There was a university study that said, it's actually at least twice that, right?
Oh, absolutely. The 11 million's been around since, probably about 8 or 9, 10 years.
Right.
So, right, it's probably more than double that. But, we are absolutely being invaded, and you're right. These migrants carry this mob caravan carrying their flag. They have no problem wanting to enter and making it a big deal and blatantly enter illegally into our country. So that's an invasion. But we have so many avenues in which for people to arrive here legally. But, President Trump, he's doing the absolutely the right thing in sending 5,000 or more troops to the borders in Texas, California, and Arizona. Enough's enough. I think people are speaking out, and President Trump will do the right thing in protecting American lives.
Maria, when did national security stop being bipartisan?
Right. When those far-left groups in the entire Democrat Party, Bill, I don't even recognize my former party. My parents were supporters of John F. Kennedy way back in the day, but
right.
That walk-away movement is increasing and picked up momentum. And here they came into D.C., and you can see that there are more blacks in America and, of course, Hispanics, and President Trump's ratings have shot up in those demographics. But you're right. The Democrat Party seems to forget that they also live in America, and if our country is destroyed, they're going down with it. But as you know, our focus is saving American lives, and actually I want to say this, on this Sunday, the first Sunday of every November is going to be recognized as a National Day of Remembrance for Americans who were killed by illegal aliens. And this is our seventh year to recognize this day.
What types of things are you doing here to really, with it being Sunday, weekends are tough sometimes because some of the information gets lost in translation because of the news cycles. This is so important, Maria, what you and your husband and those with the Remembrance Project have committed themselves to. And I want to, and I'm glad you're bringing that up because I want people to really appreciate. I mean, this is significant to pause for a day, a moment, whatever it takes to remember, because I got to tell you, as you know, Maria, there are many families, many of our fellow citizens in every state of the union that, hearts are broken, that there will be empty chairs at their dining table this Thanksgiving because of an illegal immigrant killing their loved one.
Right, and I know weekends are difficult if you want to get the media there, but as you know, Bill, the media ignores us. They have been for decades. We wanted to have this time for families who could not come out to recognize this day and ask your pastor to say a prayer for Americans who were killed by illegal aliens. Ask your church to pray for Americans at the very least that they could do. We see so many churches and out there for the illegal alien. But what about Americans? As soon as you start talking about our own children, our own families, they shut down. So I will be at the border in Texas. My husband will be here in Washington, D.C. with the group. We're splitting up. We're taking angel moms and families to appear at these locations and have, a moment of silence and togetherness and prayer and really try to share with the world that You know, this is what's taking place in our country. And, you know, look at Europe. You know, this is the illegal immigration is a huge issue and ruins country. So we want to focus on American lives here and ask everyone in their areas to participate by asking your church group to please pray for Americans who should still be here if only our laws were enforced, if politicians would have the best interest of Americans at heart. And also, these families are permanently separated. No one talks about that, Bill.
Exactly. Well, Maria, as hot a potato as this is, and we know that I think some of the churches have got it wrong, frankly, in their desire to be a sanctuary, you know, support sanctuary cities and other things like this. And it may be difficult for some of our listeners to be able to express this. I mean, I just tried to have a conversation with a Catholic priest over the weekend about climate change. And, you know, it's just sometimes it can be difficult. Have you published something, you know, like an invitation that spells out what you're doing to where somebody who might feel like, hey, I don't want to get into a political debate with my pastor, but I want to be able to get something to him to say, look at, you know, consider this and don't do it on Sunday and the Sunday service. I'd say, you know, send them an email and do it early so they can ponder and think about it. Because in some cases, you know, these churches are a little perplexed about this whole issue, Maria. You know, they want to do the right thing, and some of them, I believe, are misunderstanding the Word of God in their interpretation. That's my humble opinion. But is there some support that we can offer them on your website that might make it a little bit easier so that the pastors can, you know, think about it and pray about it and, you know, have a moment, a respectful moment in their services to honor those that have been, you know, those Americans, legal residents who have been killed at the hands of illegal aliens.
Right. We will republish a letter that we join in together with Evangelicals for Biblical Immigration. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I think we do need to give them ammunition, if you want to say that, to push back and tell the truth that, you know, people coming here have to come with permission.
We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Maria Espinosa is with us.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and no lie. I believe you are the way, the truth, and no lie.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, really, that's the rub when it comes down to it, is that, you know, there's a, I hate to say this, but it just seems like there's a majority of Americans that want to believe that truth is relative. No, truth is not relative. It's only relative in your own heart, if that's what you make it to be. And the reason you want to make it relative so you can do as you darn well please. And, but in your heart of hearts, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up staring at the ceiling tiles, you know that you've aberrated the truth. Truth has a funny way of doing that, is that it can confront you. And when it does, I would say, first of all, be thankful for it, because that is your opportunity to get back on track. And, as Spike Lee would say, do the right thing. I mean, the real right thing, not the right thing as Spike Lee would say, but the real right thing, which is the righteous thing, which is what God is calling us to do. And, as he told Cain many, many years ago, and that admonishment rings through the millennia, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And if it's not going well for you, then I think the question is, hey, are we doing right? Have we avoided truth? Are we skirting the issue? And Maria Espinosa is with us, National Director of the Remembrance Project. And, you know, this is what we're talking about. I mean, our hearts, and I hope you hear this, our hearts are all, you know, pursuing the truth here on this whole situation that should we have borders? Should we not have borders? You know, some people read the Bible, Maria, and say, well, you know, they shouldn't have borders. I go, wait, it's not in the Bible. I mean, you know, one of the first things that happened when Israel was taken over was their walls were broken down. And the reason it did that is because it made them vulnerable to the enemy. And so the enemy, even though they would do everything to destroy you, they wanted to make sure that you were utterly destroyed. So if they took down your walls, then it left you vulnerable to all the other local invaders, whatever was left behind, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have compassion, Bill, you know, for the immigrant, you know, and basically it is in their detrimental state to come to another country as they are doing, like this caravan. You know, we understand and have compassion for them fleeing, you know, persecution or hardship of some sort. But, you know, that does not give anyone the right to demand interest based upon their need. We could, if that was the case, we could apply that to ourselves here, you
right.
know. But also we do have a biblical obligation to treat well, as you've heard many times, the sojourner. Mm-hmm. But only if they arrive with permission and agree to obey the laws of the land. So God mm-hmm. never said that it's okay to go into a country and set up your own laws. You know, and then people say, well, what about the golden rule, you know, obligation to love thy neighbor, love the sojourner. But then again, you know, we have to understand that this golden rule did not apply to the government. It was mm-hmm. to individuals.
Right.
So I think some of those are good points. And I think the strongest one from us is with the Remembrance Project is basically if we choose to ignore laws and it's acceptable to ignore laws, well, that fundamentally undermines the basis for any law to be obeyed in our country.
Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is that you cannot just relegate the broken law to immigration. Because what happens when we break the law, it always metastasizes. And then you start having bombs being sent in the mail. You have people breaking, you know, going into synagogues in the middle of Shabbat, shooting people down. There's Christian churches that have been under attack. You get the demonstration of lawlessness that is raising its evil head, not only around the world, but particularly in this country. And there are many here that are shocked, Maria, that say, how can this happen? This is the United States of America. Well, this is what happens when you let go of the rule of law and you let go of truth and the facts. I mean, it's, you know, as Brett Kavanaugh's mom would say, use your common sense. You know, that which is reasonable is reasonable. That which is unreasonable is unreasonable. I mean, it's really simple, isn't it? But we've made it so complicated because we want to, be swayed by politicians. And I think it goes back to our own selfish desires, too, Maria. I think something that we have to fight all the time, and that is that we want to see things according to our own eyes and justify our own misbehavior. But the fact of the matter is, you know, misbehavior is misbehavior.
Right. And, you know, this is a little bit removed from the illegal immigration issue, but just the other night and talking about, you know, misbehavior and chaos and how people just behave poorly. Look at it, social media. You know, there are ugly things said about me personally and the Remembrance Project and even some of our families because they don't, you know, the First Amendment is fine when it comes to what they want, but as soon as it's not against, it opposes what their views are. You know, driving down the road, we had a whole carload of people honking at us and swerving over and flipping us off, you know, showing us that number. Right. They were saying we were number one.
You're number one, yes. Thank you. Glad you acknowledged that.
You know, we have a Trump sticker and not here, and us. We're supporting, supporting Corey Stewart against Tim Kaine for the U.N. Senate in Virginia.
Right.
You know, so I'm not sure which sticker bumper sticker they didn't like, but it's all right to have something on our vehicle. And yet this is the behavior that is acceptable. And actually, I believe it's encouraged. Look at what Maxine Waters and Holder and many of them are promoting this type of behavior. And, you know, they're totally opposite of what Donald Trump is doing. Our president is placing Americans first and pointing out the double standard and the severe lack of law enforcement and protecting our borders.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these other individuals totally speaking the opposite. So, of course, that's why do you think we have all these bomb threats and all going
right.
chaos here?
Mm-hmm. And they all feel justified because, you know, the president, whether it's with tweets or things that he said on the campaign and that sort of thing, they choose to do that. But it's like, wait a minute. Okay, you've got somebody running for president as a candidate versus elected officials en masse. You know, it, just as you said, whether it be Eric Holder, Barack Obama himself, Joe Biden,
yeah.
I mean, go down the list, Hillary Clinton, the entire leadership of the Democratic Party. But all that being said, and then I hate the argument, well, they both, you know, both sides do it. It's like, look it. You know, it's like you need an adult in a room. You know, don't touch him. Don't even look like you're touching her. You know, I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Right.
But, you know, we want increased civility. Well, increased civility is an individual calling. And that is, as much as it would count on you, raise the civility, be the change that you want to see in others. And hopefully there will be enough of us to overwhelm this negativity, because enough of this stuff. We just cannot have people, although we understand, look at people are unhinged, and we live in a society right now, as you and I have discussed many times, Maria, where you've got, the forgotten man and woman on Main Street. You've got people who are invalidated and that are ignored. They're bullied in social media, all this stuff. They're told they're less than. Well, you start ticking people off, and, you kind of push them to the edge here. And, this is what our culture is. It's our culture that's producing this. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Maria Espinoza. It is our culture. It's the sum total of our culture in this age, this information age. And you know what people are crying out for, Maria, now more than ever? You know what they're crying out for?
Civility.
human touch and acknowledgement. They are lonely. I mean, and this is what's frustrating for them. They've been invalidated. I mean, we've got all this pig piling going on, and this tribalism is taking, my tribe is better than your tribe. I mean, what happened to being an American? We've abandoned that, and then we wonder why we're not unified. Well, we're unified under the idea and the ideals of being an American. We're disunited when you start putting hyphens in the thing. This is why, even as a Hispanic, it bothers me something, and it's increasingly bothering me. It's like chalk on the chalkboard going the wrong way when people want to throw up a hyphen or talk about the Hispanic demographic and all this bifurcation that takes place. I got to tell you, it adds to the incivility and the disunity of this company and this country when we've abandoned what America is all about.
I agree. And, I had one hesitation in that. Creating the initiative America First Latinos, it was just people, Hispanics, reaching out, or Latinos, or what have you. I don't even know. I just consider myself American first. I had a hesitation in creating that. But these Latinos wanted the public to know because they weren't being heard.
Right.
You're right. They were invalidated by the media. And we can see that with President Donald Trump, with America First agenda, how the media is so biased. Mm-hmm. So I get that.
Well, the bureaucracy is kind of
out there.
The bureaucracy itself has kind of promoted this as well, Maria. I mean, you got, black Americans, you got money in the government that's going to black Americans, and we got money going to, Mexican Americans and all these different interests. And that's like, enough of this stuff. I mean, it's no wonder we're promoting tribalism in all these other subtle ways. This is not bringing us together. So this, I think if we're going to have the debate about it, let's open up everything. And let's put everything on the table here.
Right, I think we can all come together on an America First agenda, and that's exactly where this is America. This is exactly where we need to be. We're Americans, and if people can come together on that platform, then from there go forward as simply Americans. I would love to see that, and that's what we need to do. My mom and dad raised me that way. Dad was born in Mexico, but when he was here, a citizen, it was all American. So I've never considered myself anything else other than just plain old American.
Plain old American. Okay. Remind everybody very quickly where they can go to the website and help us celebrate this weekend.
TheRemembranceProject.org. TheRemembranceProject.org. And Bill, thank you again for your
Tough.
Work.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.